Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now you guys, if you're just joining us, we're talking about summer vacation. Because I know you're already doing some summer vacation. You probably already have those trips planned. So we're not talking about destinations. We're giving you some tips today that will help keep you healthy, safe, and secure while you're taking these great summer vacations. And I have Doc Bill sitting in with me again this week. Doc Bill, great to have you back this week. Now, I loved all of your tips that you gave for being out in the sun, being out in the heat. But when we're out in the heat and the sun, we're usually around some water. So are there some water safety tips that we need to share with everyone?
Well, there is. You know, first of all, be familiar with the body of water you're near, whether you're swimming in the ocean, swimming in a lake, swimming in a river. All these are different. They have, the water behaves differently in these areas, and you have to be aware that if you're swimming in the ocean, first of all, it could be a deeper body of water. There are things, the currents can behave a lot differently in the ocean, and you have the phenomenon of waves, which you may not have in a lot of areas. Rivers, you've got currents going in there, the deepest of the river. Are you familiar with the body of water? And again, these are things to consider as well. And then whether you look dealing with a pond, are you familiar with the area? And I'm saying that because you need to know some idea of the depth of the water. Is it shallow or does it have a rapid drop-off? At this time of the year, people love to go to the beach, but one of the things you have to be worried about is rip currents. These could be very dangerous. And there are a lot of websites. You can the weather stations and weather channels will have alerts they can give you, and you can plug into those to know if there's going to be present on your beach. Does your beach have a lifeguard? Very important thing to know. You know, if you're the type of person who's used to swimming by yourself, be aware that has this risk. It's always best to be with somebody, but if you're at a place that you're used to being by yourself, you should be very familiar with the water and the things around that area there, if that's something you decide that you have to do.
Well, you know, I really like your tip there about, you know, really knowing the water, the body of water that you're going to swim in. I mean, recent news was all about Disney down in Orlando with a small child, you know, that was drug away by that, you know, by the alligator. So, of course, you know, they said that they have some signage there. But even if there's signage, I mean, you really have to look at situations and really kind of decide, is that the best place for you to, you know, to go swimming?
Well, that, yeah.
I mean, that's really a tough call.
I mean, it's true. I mean, the ocean is something, there are sharks in the ocean. Most times, and 99% of the time, the sharks stay out in deep water. If they're in the deep water, they're not interested in us as human beings. Mm-hmm. But that's something you still have to always consider. And if you're going out in the waters, don't do anything yourself to make yourself a more appetizing target. That's very low probability. Although shark attacks occur, you're more likely to drown or be carried away by rip currents. Those are the more important things to look for and should be high on your person's list. If you have small kids, make sure you know where your small kids are. Make sure someone's always with them. You know, you can drown in as little as 6 inches of water, as long as you can get the face submerged. So little kids, although they can be walking around in water that's almost up to their knees, if they're not careful and they fall or they trip or something happens, you know, bad events can occur in such small amounts of water.
You know, that's a really, really good point, because with the kids, you really do have to keep an extra eye, because for them, it's just all fun and games. They're not really thinking at all about the health or the safety issues that may be around swimming at the beach or in a pond or a lake or even in a pool. So you definitely want to, if you have kids that you're vacationing with, you want to keep an extra eye on them and not even think that you can just go away for even a minute and think that the child is going to be safe in the water by themselves. Because as you mentioned, it only takes just a couple of inches of water to actually drown in. But, you know, something that I recently saw was kids playing around with toys out by the pool and then just kind of leaving them there after all of the fun and games were over and everyone went inside. And later on, one of the kids ran back out to pick up some toys from the pool. And I thought, you know, that was a opportunity there for that child to possibly become interested again in the pool, possibly slip and fall in the pool, and no one would have known. So when you have those toys by the pool, make sure and collect all of those, put them away so kids are not tempted to go back out to the pool after everyone has come inside to gather their favorite toy.
That's true. And, you know, when you're at pool or at the ocean or on the lake or on a boat, again, you got to watch yourself. Be careful. You know, wear your life jackets. Even if you're familiar with this, I've been doing it for years, it's always good to wear it. And if you don't wear it, you know, make sure they're on kids. But it's always good for the adults to wear, because the kids are going to be looking at you as a model. If they see you're not wearing them most of the time, chances are they're going to figure they don't need it.
Well, they do learn from us. That is true. That is true. But what about keeping a cell phone nearby? I always like, well, I keep my cell phone nearby all the time. But would that be a recommendation that you would give as well?
Cell phones are good to have and have them by. But the primary thing in most situations is going to be to alert individuals. Because sometimes with the cell phone there, we think there's some type of cushion, but it's not. When emergencies happen, usually it's the people on the spot that have to deal with the situation immediately. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to lure yourself in some idea that somehow the cell phone there is going to help. You need to make sure that you're alert, the people around you are alert. And again, thing with drinking. Drinking's fun and fine if practice and limits. But, you know, if you're in the water in pools or if you're driving a boat, you've got to definitely respect the laws. Have someone who's going to be a designated boat driver. Don't have someone who's going to be drinking and driving the boat.
Exactly.
Too many accidents and things happen too fast and too quickly out there in that water.
But, you know, bring up a really good point, though, about the cell phone and kind of depending on that is your link to emergency. How about if we also suggest to people that maybe they take a class in CPR so that you do have someone there who knows some of those life-saving techniques?
Well, they can help, and things like that are quite helpful. Also, when you make sure you know the areas around you. Avoid sharp objects and stuff in the pool or around the beach area. You know, be careful with things like that. And also be aware of the weather. Lightning storms are something that's very, very, they can come up very, very quickly. And a matter of fact, a lightning storm can come up a lot quicker than you think. The water can change very, very quickly.
That's true.
And you don't have to necessarily see the lightning before you get hit. You can just hear a thunder or something in the distance or see something, and people have been struck by lightning. Before the storm had hit. So when you hear that or worry the weather's a problem, get out the water, you know, and head to an area where you won't be, you know, where you have less chance of being struck and wait for it to blow over. And then once the storm and everything's gone and the water calms down, then go back out.
And I know we're talking about water safety, but that advice right there is true for even if you're out golfing, playing tennis, or any of those things where you're out in the open and a storm comes up, you need to really get on out of there and get back to a safe area.
You do. The weather can change on you very, very quickly. And even for the most skilled persons, they've been challenged and a lot of people have lost their life thinking that they can handle situations in which the weather has gone bad.
Well, you know, another thing that's really popular nowadays, Doc Bill, is to rent those vacation rental homes, similar to what we offer down on Sapelo Island. But what are some questions that you would suggest that maybe people ask if they are wanting to rent a house that has a pool? Should they maybe ask things like maybe even about a baby fence?
Well, a baby fence, you also need to ask about somebody at the pool maintenance. What's the chlorine level? Sometimes these pools, the chlorine level can be a lot higher, and you can have reactions to the level of chlorine is too high. Also, expect the pool before people go in. You know, find out then shop edges, look where the drop-off is, know the depth of that area there. And these are things that are kind of helpful. If the person has things like rafts, boats and flight, you know, you need to check those devices before you use them. And if you're not familiar with the waters in the area, it's probably best to hire a local kayaking team or somebody who's experienced those waters. You may pay a bit more, but once you've learned and experienced it, it's best to do it that way than yourself going in for the first time trying to experiment, not knowing the waters, and because you can end up in a situation very, very bad. And I'll say this again, when you're dealing with things out in nature, when things go bad, they can go bad very fast.
Very fast, and a lot worse than you probably would think they would. Now, I really like your idea, too, of really bringing in maybe those experts. And we didn't mention kayaking. I mean, kayaking is a really fun thing to do. We talked a little bit about boating and making sure that you're not drinking and boating. But kayaking, absolutely. I mean, you want to take these same tips that we're giving, because kayaking is a fun thing that people like to do, especially down on the coast, along our riverways that we have here in Georgia. We have so many of those that are great for kayaking. But these same water safety tips really apply even with those type of outings as well.
Well, they do. I mean, to give you an example, on the Georgia coast, when kayaking goes, the currents can change quite fast on you. And if you hit an outgoing current, unless you're in a motorboat, you're not going to be able to pedal back. So you have to know where to go and what the experts are. Or, you know, you're going out for a long, long ride.
Now, we talk about Sapelo all the time, which has a great, great, great beach. I mean, it's very pristine. You can feel as though it's your own private beach. But a lot of these safety tips apply there. And there is not a lifeguard on the beaches on Sapelo, but you can still go and have a great time. My suggestion would be to take that partner along with you.
Yeah, and a flotation device as well is kind of helpful.
Flotation devices work great. Now, the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia, where you can go and have that great beach opportunity. You can stroll the beach and collect driftwood, seashells, sand dollars, all kinds of things. And you can have a great time just watching the sunrise or the sunset. I love to do that too. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com, where you can see some great pictures of the beach. You can see great pictures of the luxury cottages that they have there as well. You can also give them a call at 912-223-6515. Now, Doc Bill, we've come down to the end of this segment, but when we come back, we have more information and tips on summer vacation. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof.